The second annual Stuffing Strut on Thanksgiving offers a 5K walk or run, raising funds to help families in North Hamilton County. I'm speaking with organizers about this event scheduled for Thanksgiving in Chester Frost Park. On Thanksgiving Day, you have plenty of opportunities to get out and move around, but there's an event, this is now in its second year, and that's the Stuffing Strut. Sandy Weeks is the board president.
We're a nonprofit corporation this year. Last year, it was birthed out of Dallas Bay Baptist Church, but we soon realized that you can get more sponsorships and have more involvement with businesses and other churches and people if you go nonprofit. So that's what we've done this year, and we got together a board of directors. We've just been working really hard to try to, you know, let people know about the event and what all it involves and who all it helps.
And that's a big deal about this, because this money stays right here in the community, and it's for the north side of Chattanooga, Hamilton County, in that area. Brianne Carswell is the development director for the Northside Neighborhood House and also on the board of directors for the Stuffing Strut.
We do serve the northern part of Hamilton County. We serve only north of the river. We're concentrated more on those rural poverty sections of our community. So we serve from North Chattanooga all the way to Sail Creek, and we serve 7 zip codes. We're just really passionate about being out there in that area because there are not a lot of human services organizations out there. And we are actually opening a North Hamilton permanent location out in Soddy Daisy in 2015. So right now we are serving the community on a part-time basis. We're actually based in Dallas Bay Baptist Church. We serve community members twice a week, but next year we're going to move toward having our own permanent location with our own thrift store that can help provide some revenue for us. And we'll be seeing clients 5 days a week, helping with direct assistance help, utility bill assistance, also some job readiness assistance, and computer classes.
As a new and growing nonprofit, funding does become an issue immediately. Currently, everyone involved is a volunteer, and all the funding you raise goes directly to the programs you work with. Let's talk about your Stuffing Strut, a chance to get out and move around a bit. This is a 5K walk run. Where is this going to be?
At Chester Frost Park at 8 o'clock Thanksgiving morning.
So it's that early morning, let's make room for the turkey time. Is the entire walk run course in Chester Frost Park?
Yes, it's going to be at the pavilion on the island. Last year, we walked from the beach up the street to the pavilion and then back. But this year, we've decided just to keep everybody on the island. And we're going to let the runners go first, and then we'll let the walkers go and the mothers and the strollers. And we're looking for an exciting time this year.
There are a lot of pathways and roadways, actually paved roads, on that island. That's going to make walking a lot easier for some people.
Yeah, it's just really a beautiful location. We know that there are a lot of things going on Thanksgiving morning, but Chester Frost is just such a beautiful place to spend the morning with your family and friends, giving back to, you know, these local organizations who do need help. The Soddy Daisy Food Bank will have a truck there, and we'll actually be collecting cans as well. So just a great opportunity to come out and enjoy a beautiful morning and help some of our North Hamilton County organizations.
Is there pre-registration?
Yes, you can go on to www.stuffingstrut.com, or we have registration forms in a lot of the areas in North Hamilton County. But if they want to go online and sign up, that's fine. And you get a long sleeve t-shirt for the adults. They can walk if they want to. They just won't get a shirt, you know, if they don't sign up. And they can bring their dogs as long as they're on a leash.
So it's a chance to get out. Now, what if it's raining? Will you still be holding the Stuffing Strut?
As far as I know, yes. Our PA system will be undercover, so we'll just be the ones getting wet.
So if it is raining, just bring a rain jacket, and it'll still be a good time.
So along with helping to establish a permanent home for your organization, what other agencies or organizations in North Hamilton County will benefit from the proceeds of the Stuffing Strut?
We have the Dallas Bay Volunteer Firefighters that we're funding their children's fund. Throughout the course of the year, they help a lot of people, and they are volunteers, so they all have jobs. And a lot of the money that they help people with, you know, when their houses burn or whatever, it comes out of the firemen's pocket. And at Christmas, they always have a few fundraisers themselves. And we just wanted to help them so that they could help the community with presents and food. And we did this last year. They said that it was such an encouragement to them and to the ladies' auxiliary because they gave the money to them to go buy the presents and things. And it was just, it was a blessing for us because it was such an encouragement, not to the people that got all the gifts, but to the people that were able to do that because they had the funds to do it. Also, we have two schools, the Sail Creek Middle and High School, and then the Jim Wilson Fund at the Saudi Middle School. They help the benevolent children in the area. The Jim Wilson Fund was actually established by a janitor, their custodian, when he was working there, and he would see children that had needs. And he would go and he would buy these things. And then after he passed away, the school actually established the fund in his name. And so the kids sell the candy bars and all that to put money in this fund. And then at Christmas, they take them and they give the kids money so that they can go and buy presents. And they said it was so astonishing because the children would go and buy for their moms or their dads or their siblings. And a lot of them wouldn't even consider themselves. They would just take what money that they were given. And then they would give it to the others. They also provide vision and dental for the children that need it.
You're encouraging people to bring non-perishable food for the food bank. That doesn't change the entry fee for the walk.
No, it doesn't change the entry fee. It's just an added great thing they can do that morning. Just grab a couple cans out of their pantry on the way out and just help us stuff the truck. So we're doing the stuffing strut. It's a great deal. You get this awesome long sleeve T-shirt. It's green and it's got our logo. You can go online at www.stuffingstrut and see the shirt ahead of time. And, you know, you get the opportunity to have a great time with family and friends on Thanksgiving morning and then go and spend the rest of the day knowing that you helped some others in need who really do need that help.
The Stuffing Strut, a 5K walk, run, or stroll starting at 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving will be held at Chester Frost Park. Proceeds will benefit families in North Hamilton County through programs at the Northside Neighborhood House, Saudi Daisy Middle School, Sail Creek Middle and High School, and the Dallas Bay Volunteer Firefighters. There's also a collection barrel for non-perishable food donations to the Saudi Daisy Food Bank. Learn more online at www.stuffingstrut.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.